You're listening to WMUK's Arts and More, bringing you arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Today, we're going to head west to a tiny island near Holland, Michigan. To get there, you gotta drive over a bridge, park your car, walk through a few gardens, and you wind up face-to-face with a giant centuries-old windmill. You might look at it and think, great, a windmill, what's the big deal? But this windmill, the historic De Zwaan, is the only authentic working Dutch windmill in the United States. It arrived here from the Netherlands in the 1960s, the last windmill to ever leave the country. And today it is still running. The blades still spin, the stones inside still churn, grinding local wheat and corn into flour. Then it's sent out to local bakeries and restaurants. It's really a kind of amazing thing, rare in a world where agriculture and food manufacturing have become global and industrialized. But if you really want to understand what it takes to make this windmill function, you need to meet Elisa Crawford. She runs the mill.
And this is where you say, please, kids, do not try this at home.
With a few volunteers, Crawford does everything here. Haul grain, set up the blades, maintain the stones. But on this cold morning in late fall, Crawford is doing arguably the scariest part of her job. She's climbing up each of the windmill's 40-foot blades to secure the canvas sails that drape across each one. Crawford is only a little taller than 5 feet, and as she climbs to the top, you can't help but worry that the strong gusts might whip her away. A volunteer here, Brian, watches her from below. He says he's not concerned. She's tough.
Okay, she's the one that climbs this. And when they wanted more volunteers to help with the mill, not one guy said they would want to climb that. It's a gutsy thing to do.
Yeah. It's a gutsy thing to do, he says. You could say that Crawford simply deciding to be a miller was gutsy, too. In the United States, the number of working mills, both water and wind-powered, is tiny. What's left of the trade is pretty much dominated by men. But Crawford says when she began, that idea never really crossed her mind. She just knew, from the moment she first entered a mill, that she wanted to do this. It happened when she was 17, when she first walked into the water-powered mill at the Greenfield Village Living History Museum in Dearborn.
I was immediately met with the wonderful billowing cloud coming out of the millstones of this fresh flower dust, you know. And it was just the most remarkable thing to see these wheat berries being turned into fresh flour right in front of my eyes. It was a water-powered mill, and it was so wonderful that I thought, I want to learn this. And I didn't care or think if it was a job for a girl or not. I didn't care. My parents raised me. I could do whatever I wanted as long as I worked hard. So I simply asked the miller, will you teach me?
It took a little bit of consideration, but he eventually said yes, and Crawford spent the next 2 years learning the trade. Even when she headed off to college, Crawford says she still spent nearly every available weekend and winter break grinding flour at the village. But there was a downside. All the experience didn't necessarily bring respect.
And I would get some of these old farmers come into the mill and just kind of go, where's the miller? And I'd put my hands on my hips and my white petticoats and look back at them and say, you're looking at her. And they just looked really surprised. But then as soon as they saw me start up the mill and start grinding beautiful flour, and they'd kind of nod their head and go, huh, wow, I guess she is the miller. And I kind of joke, I always say it's the small ones you got to watch out for, because I am really pretty strong. You know, the long sleeves hide the biceps, but you know, from the age of 17, I was learning to haul 50 and 100 pound grain bags, you know, so yeah, I can do it.
After college, Crawford faced a strange crossroads. She still knew in the back of her mind that she loved these mills, but getting a job as a miller that pays, that's nearly impossible. So she worked a few museum jobs in Hawaii, then Michigan. But then, in March of 2006, Crawford saw a job posting, Miller, at the De Zwaan Windmill in Holland. Crawford applied. She tried out, and she got the job. And Crawford says she quickly fell in love with the way this windmill felt, and looked, and sounded. There's a certain music to the whole process, she says. La musique de moulin, as millers call it.
In a windmill, you know, you're listening to the wind, you're listening for the gust, you're listening for The sound of those wooden gears meshing together and the rhythm that creates. You know, a little bit like music, too. Sometimes there's fast tempos, sometimes slow tempos. And then you're also listening for the sound of that top millstone turning and the sound of those stones, you know, together with that layer of grain in between and the sound of that grain getting crushed or cracked open to make that beautiful flower. You know, I'm listening for the sound of that flower coming down through the chute and all those things that are coming together that create kind of the milling process. Everything needs to be in harmony. The wind power, the feeding of the stones, you know, the height of the millstone to make sure that you're getting the end product that you want. And when you get it, it's a beautiful thing, just like a beautiful piece of music.
But learning this delicate balance between the wind, the stones, the flower, it takes a lot of time and hard work to master. So Crawford, in her quest to really learn this art, took a unique step. She wanted to join the renowned Dutch Mill Society in the Netherlands. But here's the thing. Getting an American like her trained in the Netherlands, it had never been done before. Ever. No American had ever tried. But Crawford was persistent. With the help of a few lady millers in the Netherlands, Crawford asked the society, could she go through the rigorous 2-year training program to become an authentic Dutch miller?
And that was a tremendous question. They had never had that asked before. They had to think about it for a long time.
They said yes. But this program wasn't easy. For 2 years, Crawford headed overseas for weeks at a time, leaving behind her husband and 5-year-old son. She learned Dutch, relying on flashcards she'd taped to different parts of her mill. Days were spent outside, lugging heavy ropes and sails in the pouring rain. But Crawford eventually passed her final exam. She was now a Dutch-certified miller, the first American, the first woman. Back in America, at her own mill, Crawford tries to explain how she feels about blazing this new trail. She says for her, it's less about the accomplishments than about the opportunity she has. With that authentic Dutch training, Crawford says she can truly connect the past and the present.
And you show how history is relevant today by still performing this process and grinding grain to produce a product that still blesses our community in a very tangible way. And to keep that legacy going is an amazing thing that all of us can tap into and draw strength from, you know, not just me. And that is an amazing thing to be able to share as a gift with the community.
And with her trade being so rare in the United States, Crawford says she can't help but be concerned about the future of these mills. She says she almost feels an obligation to the De Zwan mill to stay with it and keep the tradition alive.
Once you reach that level, if you were to kind of abandon that, you know, you're denying more than just yourself by doing that. And because this is becoming such a rare thing, there's almost an obligation to the field, you know, of what you do to kind of preserve it and to continue it.
If you want to learn even more about the trade and about the De Zwan windmill, Crawford also just wrote a book called Appropriately Enough De Zwan. We've got links and some photos and videos of Crawford on our website. And that's all for Arts and More this week. I'm Robbie Feinberg. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK. And you can find us online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.